It's well known that Garden City derived its name from the small Chinese villages that once flourished along the banks of the Boise River. Then, once Garden City was incorporated in 1949, Chinon Boulevard became lined with gambling establishments since the city of Boise outlawed that activity. You could say it has had an eclectic history. Garden City is a 4.2 square mile urban parcel surrounded by the city of Boise. Nestled along the banks of the Boise River, Garden City is bustling with new businesses, such as tasting rooms, recreational opportunities, and artisans. Mayor John Evans was first elected to city council in 1995, and he has been mayor for about 12 years, and he has been kind enough to join me live in studio today to talk about Garden City. So welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
I would like to talk about this. You get together with the mayors in the Treasure Valley on a monthly basis, and we just had Mayor Kling from Nampa in earlier this week, and she said at your most recent meeting, growth. I mean, that's what the topics kept turning back to, you know, was growth. Tell me a little bit about that and how it has affected Garden City.
Well, Garden City, of course, is confined, like you just mentioned. We're surrounded, so our footprint really won't expand much. We have a little green space on the west end of town south of the river, but for the most part, we're landlocked.
Mm-hmm.
So our growth really is coming in the form of redevelopment. And that redevelopment's really been fun to watch, and it's really mostly located south of the river, east of Glenwood. So we've got a section between Chinon Boulevard and the river in that area. So if you know where the Riverside Hotel is and you start going downstream, the world's changing there. Just a lot going on, and it's kind of fun to watch.
And you, I mean, talk about a lot going on is, I think Garden City also has affordable housing in some regards. I mean, when you look at, you know, Boise, even though it's literally down the road, there are a lot of projects with these smaller homes. There's one, in fact, on Adams Boulevard near Veterans Memorial Parkway. Talk to me a little bit about that and how you're able to do that in Garden City, because these are homes that really could be first-time homes or you know, people on fixed incomes, things like that.
Right. We've actually done five projects with NeighborWorks, and that's workforce housing. It's home ownership. And it fits well down there because we have a number of small parcels, vacant parcels, where you can put a high-density project in. And, of course, the city's part in that is, number one, we allow it in our zone.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of it, right?
That's a real big part of it. Traditional zoning tends to want to protect things, well-intended. So you have maximum densities, for example, in zones. You segregate commercial from residential, mm-hmm. from industrial, and so forth. Well, on the east side of Garden City, historically, it's always been mixed use. So you can have a very expensive home on the river. You can throw a rock and hit a neighborhood pub. You can go a different direction, a very short distance, get your transmission fixed, or have a neighbor that's in an affordable house. And it all works down there. It's really a great model for how mixed use works. And it's always been that way, and it's continuing that way.
It's just that it's popular now. So has that helped with kind of this rebirth of Garden City?
It has. And we're seeing new development, trendy things.
You have lots of tasting rooms.
Tasting rooms, wineries, breweries, custom coffee shops. Luciano's there on the river with that's mm-hmm. primary access is foot traffic and bicycles.
From the Greenbelt.
From the Greenbelt.
Right, and we just spoke with the people that are opening the first zero-waste micro-grocery, and it's coming to Garden City.
Coming to Garden City. That's right, you know. I have fun with Mayor Beter because, you know, especially when the North End Neighborhood Nursery, her organic
came to Garden City.
So we
they still have
fun.
The name. They still have the name, but they're in Garden City. Yeah.
But it's, you know, we've got traffic counts. We've got access. We've got that location, which is critical for any real estate thing. And, of course, the economy's good now. And Generationally, properties are turning over down there, so entrepreneurs are able to pick those up. So a lot of things are kind of coming into play at the same time here.
I'm talking with Garden City Mayor John Evans. If you have any questions for Mayor Evans, get them in right now, and we will try to answer them before the end of our segment. You can do that by going to idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Now, you've had a career in real estate, so describe how this high-density housing, you know, is working, especially along the Greenbelt, because you're even seeing pockets of it right there on the Greenbelt in certain parts of Boise. I mean, that's prime real estate.
It is prime real estate. And, you know, we all don't drive the same kinds of cars. We all don't want to live in the same housing environment. So there needs to be that proper mix, and the location down there is attracting folks that are very social, like community types of entertainment and interaction, and of course the density works well with that, and then of course the access where you don't need your car all the time.
And then you have the Sorrell Mitchell Live, Work, Create District. It's been thriving for a couple of years now. You see the signs. If you drive along Chinden, you see the signs. Mm-hmm. How did this evolve?
Well, it really came up a kind of a grassroots thing. It's like there's a market for people that want to throw back to maybe some things that happened in Garden City other than gambling decades ago. So for an example, you might want to be able to build picture frames in the back, retail them in the front, and live upstairs. Well, you can't do that in traditional zoning.
But you can in Garden City.
But you can in the Live, Work, Create District, you bet. So and it's to hit those niche entrepreneurs that want to do those sorts of things. And, of course, that really helps with some of the artisan communities that have production components.
And I was going to ask you about that, because you really do have this artisan pathway map. So how does that fit into the larger piece of that Live, Work, Create district?
Well, it just advertises it, frankly. The Greenbelt is becoming more and more of a transportation corridor. It's actually a means to get somewhere as opposed to just recreation. So with the mapping and the new businesses along the pathway, you can find your way along. And it points out these areas where it's taste or artisans or food or whatever it is. So.
And then I wanted to ask you, so I know Garden City is looking to attract more families to the area. So what is the collaborative effort behind the future of public schools in there? Because if I understand this right, don't you have an expansion for the Ada County Boys and Girls Club?
Right. A future public school is a new charter school under construction. It's next to the Boys and Girls Club. And it came about as a partnership between the future public school, the Boys and Girls Club, Albertsons Foundation, Bill Truax, is the developer of the adjoining housing project, and the city. And very quickly, the school footprint was limited, so they wanted that as much classroom space as possible on that footprint. So Albertsons Foundation is expanding the cafeteria at the Boys and Girls Club so that the school and the Boys and Girls Club can use this 300-seat cafeteria. The playground's a city park that adjoins both parcels. Bill Truax provided the land that the school's sitting on. So at the end of the day, we've got a STEM charter school that's going to serve a great number of Garden City kids that wouldn't have that opportunity otherwise.
And with the Boys and Girls Club, that also gives them access to morning care and after-school care as well for kids that need that.
Exactly. And in the summer, when the Boys and Girls Club numbers swell, they've got the use of the school.
So we have a question from a listener that just came in. Wants to know when Chinden will be developed. I would have to say, though, that it's in that process right now.
It is. It's incrementally redeveloping. I don't have that crystal ball. That's private sector stuff that I think the city's job is to create and maintain the environment where that can thrive, and that's what our goal is.
How about the fairgrounds, the Idaho Expo, because that's within your city footprint?
It's within the city footprint, but it's not under the jurisdiction of the city.
So you don't have jurisdiction then over what happens with it.
That's correct. So I think with the growth of the county, a redevelopment there is inevitable. I don't know if I'll be around to see it, but with the activities that we're going to see as we approach 1 million people in Aiden Canyon County, it's going to be undersized. So we'll need to move it eventually, I believe.
So what do you think is kind of like the gem of Garden City, and where do you see Garden City going from here? Because as we mentioned in the very beginning, I mean, it's had an interesting history.
It has had an interesting history, and, you know, it's tough to identify a gem. You know, we don't have an identifiable downtown, really.
Mm-hmm.
You think of Garden City, most people think of Chinden Boulevard, and that's just kind of a pass-through corridor. So we're seeing pocket communities develop, and I think they're going to continue to develop. And, again, eventually, I think there'll be another use at some point in time in the Expo Idaho site that will probably be more of a traditional identifier for Garden City.
Well, it is fun to see it grow and
it
expand.
Is fun.
It really is, and to see what's coming in there. I want to thank my guest today, Garden City Mayor John Evans, for coming in.